This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We are brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Preferred Provider List. Please go to cityofcs.com and look for the list. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. You know, during the months from October to December, I gave my radio air time to nonprofits, hoping that you all will give a donation, maybe to all of them, or at least one of them. It's also a period of time where you are educated about these nonprofits. And I know, you know, you've probably heard them before, the terminologies, whatever, but you might not know really about them and what their goals are and what they actually do in our community. So today I have Captain Doug Hansen. He is with the Salvation Army. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, Deb.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So let's talk about the Salvation Army. Let's talk about the history, and then I'll ask you some questions about what you all are doing, what you all are doing here. I know that the holiday season is a really big deal for the Salvation Army.
It sure is. We got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the history. Why the Salvation Army? When did it start? What does it stand for?
Yeah, we're over 150 years old now. 1865. Wow. I know, you got to get the, it's like a history lesson now.
Right?
Yeah, we started in London, England. We spread across America like in 1 year. I tell you, New York to California and everywhere in between, really. So we've been here since 1889 in Colorado Springs.
In 1889?
1889,
wow.
I know.
Wow. Okay, so what does the Salvation Army do?
We do a few things. My goodness, everyone will probably say, oh, I know.
Not
what they
a few.
Do.
You do a lot, but go ahead.
They'll go, I know, you do the bell ringing and used clothes, but that's a start. Those are like the fundraising things for what we really do. And so like here in the Springs, mm-hmm. we have a homeless shelter, the RJ Montgomery Homeless Shelter. Half of it is just for homeless families. So we have children and moms and dads there. I mean, as sad as that is, but thank God that
it's
we have
needed.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's needed. But yeah, and so we're mm-hmm. the only homeless shelter for families. But then we also have a secondary, we have an apartment complex, 28 unit. And so the families in the shelter, we're really filtering them out of there by our case managers to get them into an apartment complex. But that's where much heavier case management, well, kind of like parenting, where we're really trying to teach them and trying a successful graduate moves out of the apartment complex into their own. And if they're a successful graduate, we give them that fully furnished apartment, but we give them everything in the apartment. Take the beds, the sheets, the wow. knives and forks and everything with you when you move mm-hmm. out. We also have an after school center for youth, and we pick them up after school. We have about 40, 50 kids there daily. We help out with food. We help out with utility assistance. And at Christmas time, we ring that bell. We collect toys for kids at Christmas time and many different programs from emergency disaster services. And we sell some used clothes from time to time.
Right. Now, Salvation Army is a religious organization, correct?
Yeah, I'm the pastor of the Salvation mm-hmm. Army. So we're not Christian affiliated. We are a church, but we really went crazy with the helping people. Mm-hmm. Our basic philosophy is you can't talk to people about the love of Jesus Christ if they're starving. You're like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you past my grumbling stomach. So we figure that the church has to meet a secular need and a spiritual need. We can't just be telling people about Jesus. We need to meet a physical need in people's lives, or how else are you going to show the love of God without doing something?
That makes sense. Yeah. So you all help a whole lot here with the homelessness issue.
Yeah.
And we have a really big concern here for homelessness.
That
and
sure
it's
is.
Surprising to me that people come to Colorado Springs where it's freezing. It is so cold here in the winter.
I know. Isn't that funny that you would have a large homeless population in these really cold, like the Front Range anyway?
Right.
But and we've known this too, is the perception of homeless is that there are people that, people's perception of them I'm sure vary, but they're probably not that flattering. And some of them warrant it, right? The caught in addiction. Mm-hmm. I always say people caught in addiction, that first time was their choice, but the second time became less of a choice. Addictions, it's vicious. You can get out, but it's certainly difficult. But that to say, we've met people from all walks of life, you know, lost everything and one bad decision followed by three accidents, you know,
sure.
caused them to be homeless. And so, yeah, we'll see people from all different walks of life. We appreciate having so many case managers that can filter through the people to find out all you need is a car repair. All you need is a stable place for a month to get a job. And we don't have, our percentages are low for helping people out. But we're able to help out anyone that wants to find a way out.
And you all do help with addiction. You have addiction programs.
Right. The Salvation Army is really big on that nationwide. We have their free live-in programs for men and women, 6 months long. And the free part is the part that's shocking, because I've known family members that have gone into addiction recovery programs that had cost money. And hearing that it was five figures or so to be in a one-month, two-month program, that's a lot.
And then, so is this program here locally?
You know what? We don't have one locally. Colorado Springs used to, but we could no longer afford. We were on, I forget, I think it was Colorado Avenue. We recently just sold the building, but So the
but
goal.
You still have it.
Correct. The Salvation Army does. Denver has a number of them as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's usually only the bigger cities can afford it. Generally, the thrift stores, not always, but generally thrift stores fund the recovery centers.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are buying used stuff, they're helping restore lives.
And you have one store, Salvation Army store?
In Colorado Springs, there's one store, and that helps fund the Denver program. That helps fund the Denver program.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And where is that store located?
Yeah, that's on Powers.
It's off of Tut.
Thank you. Yes.
It's behind Costco. It's in that vicinity. And I know this because I take my items that I am purging, because I'm constantly decluttering my house because I'm a realtor and I really believe in decluttering.
Yes.
And that's where I take my items, because I know when the items are going to be sold, it's going to go to a really good cause.
Yeah.
And they're so grateful to get the items too.
Yeah. You know, they move us like the military. So my wife and I, we move around a lot. And every time we move, we're like, why do I have so many books or stuff?
Right? That's why.
Yes.
That's why. And at your store, you can find some terrific buys too. Some really cool items.
I do have fun going into all sorts of thrift stores. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that my mind always gravitates to.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, sure. And then you get in trouble when you get home because you got too much stuff. But, you know, the holiday season is on us. And right now, you know, Thanksgiving is next week.
Yes.
It's on Thursday. So what is the needs for the Salvation Army? Because you all do a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. So we do a really, really big Thanksgiving dinner, and we have five locations that we do it. One is our homeless shelter, and the other four are community dinner, and one's in Fountain, one's in Colorado Springs, Manitou, and because we like to travel, Woodland Park. And so we're in all these different areas, and different amounts of people show up at each one. But Fort Carson prepares all the food. So we get all the turkeys, all the fixins, and then their culinary program at Fort Carson, because your army needs to be well fed. But they have a huge crew, and they cook it all the day before, and we deliver it on the morning for Thanksgiving meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those, all the food, boy, that was taken care of a long time ago. Really, this just doesn't sound fun, but the biggest need really is just like the paper plates and the napkins and the cutlery, because like we already purchased all the food for, about 2 weeks ago.
So what about pies? Last year, you were short of pies.
Yeah, you know what? That I can easily anticipate. You know, we're only a few days away from it, but they usually come in last minute, but it does take a little bit of social media to get it in. Yeah.
Would you like some pies?
Yes.
Okay.
Pies.
So listeners, challenge. You know, when you're at the store, you're at Costco, you're at Walmart, wherever you're at, and you're picking up your pie, get an extra pie and take it down to the Salvation Army. So last year, I took 20 pies down there.
Wow.
And the people who are so nice are coming out in my car and helping me bring it in. But it wasn't just me. There were so many other people bringing in pies.
Wow.
It was pies galore. It was wonderful. So Erin, who was there before you, she called me up afterwards and she goes, you know what? If it wasn't for that last minute rush of pies, she says, we probably wouldn't have had enough.
Oh man.
So it was really a blessing. And, you know, I thought maybe it was overkill because I was buying too many pies, I thought, but it just made me happy to buy all these pies and take them to the Salvation Army. And I know that they were used, and I'm sure it put a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, thousands of people. And we even deliver meals to shut-in and senior citizens as well
the
day.
That's a big help.
Yeah.
So if a person's listening and maybe they're alone and maybe they'd like to have some camaraderie around other people, they're in the same situation, they want to go to one of these meals and they need to find out the address, what would the phone number be?
Yeah, so they can
call
us. So they can call our main number at 636-3891. 636-3891. Yep, and they can find out an address for one of those four locations.
Okay, great. I mean, that's a lot of locations, and it's going to be a lot of food, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to have turkeys from Fort Carson, and you know, Caradio always has that on the news about how they cook all these turkeys.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, you know, it's really good food. You know, I was raised in the military. I was a military brat, and we used to go to the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
And so, I used to have that meal that you guys are having.
Nice.
And let me tell you something. Matter of fact, my husband and I were just talking about that. Those meals were amazing. And I miss them. I miss them a lot. You know, military can cook. Let me tell you, they can cook.
That's good to know.
Oh,
right?
Oh, And they just take such great care what they're preparing. So on that note, we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. We're going to come back. Captain Doug Hansen and I are going to continue to talk about the good that the Salvation Army does for our community. If you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Please come back, listen and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I have Captain Doug Hansen from the Salvation Army in the studio with me today. And we've been talking about the Salvation Army and all the good that you all do. So you have the drug rehab for people that need that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And you said that even though you don't have one here, but if a person is listening and maybe themselves or their loved one needs that type of service, you can still connect them to the one in Denver. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. We have them all throughout the nation too. So we get a lot of that where family members are calling even from long distance away. And
Right. Yeah. And they can call the number, the 719-636-3891 to find out more about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like I said, we've got Thanksgiving coming upon us this coming week. You've got a lot of food coming. Still a message out there. They need pies. Pies is always a good thing.
Yes.
How about the breads, the rolls and stuff? You all good with that still?
You know what? Yeah. I didn't get the head count on the rolls yet. But yeah, stuff like that always helps. Any of the fixings, really. And if you just kind of think commercial kitchen and whatever extras that we get that aren't perishable. So whatever extras we get that aren't perishable, we do the same thing at Christmas time.
Right.
And we cook it, not for Carson. So, yeah.
Right.
Like if any of those big cans of green beans or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you all need all that.
Yeah.
And they do have those at like Walmart and Costco. But you said that you do need paper goods. And you always need paper goods.
Yes.
So paper goods, and those aren't perishable, so you could always use those. So is that like paper plates and napkins and cups, that sort of thing?
Or even those plastic like clamshell to-go things. Because you remember our kitchen, we call it the Colorado Kitchen at the Salvation Army, but it's it serves meals every day. Every day, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so all of it, we always appreciate it. And I know we get highlighted at Christmas time a lot.
You
and
do,
Thanksgiving
of course.
Time. Yeah, and that's appropriate. We're a staple of Christmas, the Salvation Army is. But we're doing the service for veterans. We have a veterans program for homeless families, for homeless men every day of the year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. There's not a lot of days off that way.
Right.
I work on Christmas Day every Christmas.
So is most of your staff members of the Salvation Army?
You know what? I think it's about a third of them are church members at our church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have a handful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, but, that's good.
Not all of ours are believers, but some go to other churches. And
sure.
Yeah.
People. Sure, but you have a good volunteer base.
Very good. Yes. So we have a great volunteer director, Alma Scott, that really has been coordinating all of our programs for. Boy, she just celebrated 18 years. Yeah, 18 years. Yeah, so, but that's certainly important. You know, the Salvation Army used to have a different name way back in our infancy. We were called the Christian Mission of East End of London, the ghettos of London. Mm-hmm. And one time they did a paper on the London Times, did an article on the Salvation Army, and they called them the Volunteer Army. Because back in the 1800s, there was no such thing as volunteerism. I mean, you might help out at your church, but there wasn't nonprofits that people would go volunteer.
Right.
There was no Habitat.
Okay.
And so they called them the Volunteer Army because the world had never seen so much volunteerism around all these soup kitchens. They had about 12 of them at one point in the ghettos of London. Well, our founder, William Booth, his son was offended at the title Volunteer. He crossed it out and wrote Salvation Army.
Oh.
And there we got our name. But we are definitely linked in with volunteers. That's how we run. Yeah, the more volunteers we get, the less staff we need. And so, you know, our budgets always run tight because mm-hmm. we're a nonprofit. I don't think we're unique in that way. But yeah, volunteers definitely need more.
So I was introduced to the Salvation Army when I was a child, and we lived in England.
No kidding.
We lived in Thorpeness, England, which is in the southern tip.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And I can remember it very well. And I can remember them coming to the house. And I think that, I don't know, because my dad was in the military and they would do like a food drive and the food would come to our house and they'd come and pick it up. But that had something to do with our house. And my parents are deceased now. I wish they were alive, you know, and I'd ask him this question. But it had something to do with coming to our house. And I think it had to do with like a food drive.
Okay.
And we lived on the economy. We lived off base at that time. We had a huge two-door style home. And I can remember it very, very vividly. Mm. And so I remember it very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since we were founded in England, the Salvation Army is really rich over there. When they celebrated, what was it, 2015, we celebrated our 150th anniversary, the British Mint made a £5 coin, you know, their currency,
sure.
And put the shield on the back of it to commemorate
lovely.
Our
I did not know that. I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really neat that they did that. But you are a Salvation Army all over the world?
Yeah. So we're in 128 countries. Yeah. I think our most recent ones were Iceland and Croatia, where we've been in and out and in and out of. Like Russia, we keep getting in and out of Russia.
Sure, it depends upon what's going on in their
politics,
countries, too.
Yeah.
Well, and the wars and that sort of thing, too. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we definitely spread out really, really fast, the Salvation Army worldwide. Surprisingly, we're really, really big in India and Africa are probably the fastest growing areas for the Salvation Army. Americas are very well established.
Mm-hmm.
Our regions really do fund most of the world. In the Salvation Army, our geography, how we're broken up into 44 different territories, 11 of those territories fund the other 33 that are impoverished areas. So we here have a local goal in Colorado Springs to give back to world missions because 3/4 of the Salvation Army can't afford, you know, the African Salvation Army's. There's so many orphanages and hospitals and wells and so many different programs in those countries that they just can't afford. But these richer countries, America, Australia, England, Canada, they're funding the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just, wow, all over.
Yeah. So we only give it's only like 2%. We could do better. But it's only about 2%. But it makes for a sizable gift that the Salvation Army Colorado Springs makes to the world mission to help out the poorer countries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at least, I mean, you give something.
Yes.
You give a portion.
Yeah.
So it helps the rest. You know, that's what I love about the Salvation Army is that it's spread out. You know, in other words, they share the love. They share the love, right?
Yeah.
It's not localized. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and talk about locally here.
Yes.
So we have Thanksgiving, then we're going to have Christmas. Mm-hmm. May as well talk about your needs for Christmas. Let's talk about it. What are your needs for Christmas?
Yeah. Well, you know, in these 3 months, October, November, December, we raise almost 70% of our fundraising comes in. And so, you know, the kettles, people supporting the kettles, mm-hmm. You know, some people are faithful and they always put in a dollar whenever they mm-hmm. see a kettle. Super appreciated. But we could also use volunteers. And so we have people can go to our website and volunteer, but we're a little down, not dramatically, we're a little down from last year where we're at and we're hoping to increase. So we would love volunteers to help ring a bell. So you could be part of that. Heck, you know that song, Silver Bells?
Yes.
Silver Bells, Silver uh-huh. Bells. That is written about the Salvation Army. If you listen to the lyrics, it says, I know it's Christmas time because I hear the silver bells ringing in the city. So it's a song about a silver. So you could be part of that song and ring a
wow.
bell in the city. Yeah, yeah. And so that brings in way more money in the kettles when we have volunteers ringing out there. At Christmas time, we also have our community meals on Christmas Day. So there is a few areas where we need more volunteers. Most of them are people that come every year. So that's well mm-hmm. established. And we have our Angel Tree program. So at the malls. And
yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell us about that, Angel
yes.
Tree.
Yes. So at many different local businesses, some banks, both of the malls here in Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. we have our angel trees. So they're a larger tree set up and these little tags, and each little tag, each paper around the tree represents a child that the parents fill out. And they say, my daughter, first name only, is this age, and this is what she's hoping for Christmas. You grab a tag, on the back of it, it has the instructions. Pick a kid, buy a gift, and return it back here at the mall, or it'll tell you exactly where to return it. And so we help out. It's in the county, we help out about 700 families with Angel Tree. And so, but we need the donors to come and get the pick out the angels. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I've always enjoyed, whatever age your child is, you give them the tag. Like if your child's 8, you find an 8-year-old on the tree and you ask your 8-year-old, what would this kid want? That you don't know, mom and dad.
Love that. That's wonderful. Again, the angel trees are at the malls. Hey, thanks so much for coming to our show. I really appreciate it. Again, if you have any questions, just give a call, 719-636-3891. That's 719-636-3891. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know, I love you when you guys come on my show. Lots of information, and it gets us ready for the holidays. Hey, folks, don't forget that KRDO connects with the Salvation Army. If you're out and about, be sure and listen for the bell ringers. And KRDO, the radio crew, and the TV crew will be doing competitions and who can raise the most money. Mm-hmm. So be sure and check that out. And listen to it also on KRDO News. They're going to tell you all about where they're going to be. So that's a lot of fun. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Hey, even though we're upon the holiday season, now is a perfect time to plan the sale of your home or a purchase of a home. Let us be part of your real estate plan. Call City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, I hope you've learned something new about the Salvation Army. You know, I always do every single time that they come on my show. You got any questions about them? Give me a call, 719-641-1357. So until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.